Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Texter, you guys are totally overreacting. Lamar is not going to suddenly get out of his funk against the Steelers. It's in his head now. Maybe. But if you remove that element, there's no reason why a sensible human being would pick the Steelers to win this game.
The Steelers have never played Lamar whenever there's something on the line either. Like, okay, it's one thing to say that, you know, the Steelers are in Lamar's head during the regular season. They get him. They get over on him. Then TJ has a great record against him. But when have you ever played Lamar whenever he has things on the line that he has to accomplish?
Right.
When his back's against the wall.
Right.
And he's at home.
Isn't that
and
when truly
healthy.
Great players are...
That's whenever they're
great.
Yes. I just, like, you've never been in this. This is uncharted territory for the Steelers against Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens. You've never been down this road before. Lamar's never been down this road before, but you know what the stuff that he has inside that he can take over if he really, really wants to. That's why I'm saying, like, I don't think we're overreacting. This is different situation, different circumstances for Lamar Jackson, and there's a lot on the line. So he's going to leave it all out there.
Yes, he is, and he's too good to suck his entire career against the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's just the law of averages. That's just, I think, a reality. 412-928-9370. I also think we'd be talking about this differently if his guys caught the ball for him last year.
That too.
I mean, seriously. They could have put up 31 points if his receivers merely caught the football last year. Now, that counts. Like, maybe the Steelers are mystically in everybody's heads. Maybe. But he did not play bad last year in the game that he played at Acrisure Stadium. I guess it was the only game, obviously, that he played against them last year. He didn't play bad. It wasn't on him. It wasn't his fault. So if those passes that he put on the money are complete, we're probably sitting here going, oh boy, Lamar Jackson played well against the Steelers last year. And then really everything adds up for a Ravens victory. But maybe you do think we are overreacting. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Rocky and Blawnox. Hi, Rocky.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, bud.
Yeah, I'm tired, man. I've been up all night. Been on the Yahtzee Underground game all night. All night.
You were playing Yahtzee Underground all night?
No, I'm sanctioned. So you remember Rounders?
The movie?
Yeah.
Yes.
Think that instead of Texas Hold'em Yahtzee. It's big in Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
No, this or
interesting.
Not. Yeah, it started in the mills, 40s, 50s. The hunkies would be on their lunch break playing some Yahtzee. My dad's dad. It's a family thing.
Are you working today?
No, I'm not working. I've worked all night, man. I was my cousin Mac turned me on to this.
Might be the most Pittsburgh call we've ever received.
Yes.
What you got for us on Steelers Ravens?
So Todd Monken, their offense coordinator, Ravens, good guy. I've been following for a few years. I think he's going to have his offense ready. Bateman, I'm gonna predict it right now. 7-8 catches. It's about 120. He's gonna get us for a long one, and he'll have a short one. He's gonna have 2 touchdowns.
It's tough to refute that, man, because your corners aren't playing good ball. I think Dante Jackson's probably going to play, but it's not like he's bathing himself in glory lately either.
You matched that, and I broke down the Giants game. I didn't have much going on this week. Broke down a Giants game. They're gonna expose the not only the corners. It's with Watt. I mean, they're not gonna get the pressure. I mean, Jackson's gonna get his. He will, but. I mean, Henry's going to get his, but Jackson, he's going to come through. He's got something to play for it. It doesn't look good. We'll be lucky to limp into the playoffs. I don't know, man.
I'm worried about that, too, and thank you for the call, Rocky. I hope you won some money last night. We've talked about momentum. So you lose to the Eagles. Okay. If you find a way to win these 2 games against elite teams in your conference, all right, you're feeling really good about yourselves. But the flip could be true, too. I can't say one without acknowledging the other. I can't say, oh, well, you feel really good about yourselves going into the playoffs if you beat KC, if you beat the Ravens, and not say you're not feeling great about yourself if you lose one or both of these games.
Yeah.
So I am worried about that. And I'd rather be healthy than anything else going into the playoffs. But close second to that is being hot, ascending, playing some of your best football, and because of the schedule and because of who they play, you could see it going the other way, and I don't like that. Shall we go to Jim in Beaver?
Yes.
Jim in Beaver. Perhaps he was playing an underground Uno game last night. Hi, Jim.
No underground games for me last night.
I would absolutely clean up in underground Uno, Jim. I kick my daughter's ass in Uno all the time.
Well, since you mentioned Uno, how about we throw the reverse card, right? The defense has bailed us out a lot this year. And I think the best way to control Lamar Jackson, given a depleted defensive roster, is time of possession. And I'd love to see them do that with a 12 personnel, you know, 2 tight end set. Get Darnell Washington involved in this game. He's too big. He's too gifted. He's too athletic to not make a difference in this game. And if you can somehow – if Artie Smith would just show up the middle runs and then at times Jalen Warren off tackle, you got Darnell Washington out there blocking for him too. I think time of possession is the only way the Steelers, and you don't need to score 30 or 40. You just need to own the clock.
The old Tom Brady conversation.
And I think that's a great point by Jim. I think it's a great point by Jim. I mean, we talk about how do you beat Lamar Jackson if Lamar Jackson is – playing at a high level, you keep the ball out of his hands. I mean, that's the old school. I mean, everybody knows that. The time of possession. But I don't know, can you do that? Can you sustain the drives that you need to convert on third downs whenever you need to keep the ball out of Lamar Jackson's hands?
I bring it up all the time whenever we talk time of possession games. Steelers, Patriots, 2011. Steelers held the ball for 2/3 of the game, but it's because Ben threw it a bunch. I just don't think you're lining up in 12 personnel and mashing them and keeping Lamar off the field. I think they wanted to do that against Philadelphia, and I will absolutely acknowledge that Philadelphia's got a better defensive front, but I don't think you can just line up first down run, second down run, mash, mash, mash. I think you got to throw first and then get to the mashing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I see what you're saying, but I just don't know who you're going to throw.
I know. I know. That's the rub here.
I think you only have one kind of way. You have one path to victory on offense, and that is to bully ball, try to bully ball. That's the only way. That's your best production is the backfield.
I don't believe what Starkey believes this and a few others that I've heard and read this week that Najee got benched after the fumble. I don't think that's why that happened that way. I think they like using Cordarrelle Patterson. I don't think it's coincidental that they moved off of Najee after that.
I'm gonna let you finish, but I think that's a rule for Mike Tomlin. I think it's everybody. I mean, he does it with Jalen Warren. I think that if you fumble, you're out the next series.
Yeah, that much I agree.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think had they had the ball again after that, I think you probably would have seen Najee again. Like, I don't think that would have been a full game benching, I'm saying.
No, it's a serious thing, I think.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence that he wasn't out there. Mm-hmm. I do think it had to do with the fumble.
For
but
sure.
I don't think he got benched. I just don't think they had the ball enough after that. I wish that were the case, though. And Najee's had a pretty good season. He was having a really good season up until, like, the last three or four games. I wish it was a benching-ish. Because Jaylen Warren has so much more juice than those other guys. And I know that Arthur Smith has an affinity for Cordarrelle Patterson. And when he was healthy early in the year, that Colts game I always reference, that was the best version of any Steelers running back we've seen this year. He looked like a moose at full speed. He's not that guy since the injury.
No.
He looked like that injury aged him 20 years.
Yeah.
And I have a ton of respect for Cordarrelle Patterson's career and what he used to be able to bring to the table. But if he ain't right, he ain't right. That leads you to one man and one man only, and that's Jaylen Warren. This should be a Jaylen Warren game.
Yeah, it really should be.
And if you're going to commit to give, if you're going to commit to running the ball, commit to running it with that guy. Commit to running it with your most explosive back who can create something out of nothing, whereas the other guys I don't think can.
I mean, I don't know how effective this would be, but it may be for personnel changes for the defense and them getting into certain personnels that you like. You talk about two tight end sets. You talk about what can the Steelers do different. They hang their hat on two tight ends with Darnell Washington. What can they do different? Oh, maybe Justin Fields. Well, if he's injured, then you can't go that direction. Maybe just roll out three running back sets and then have Cordarrelle in the slot and have Najee and Jaylen on the field at the same time. And then it's like, how do you want to defend this? You know, what defense are you going to put out there? Like, maybe that's your number one personnel going into this game. Because Cordarrelle Patterson can get open. We've seen him play in the slot. We've seen him, I think it was against the Ravens, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it against the Ravens that he had that, or it was one of the home games where he had a couple catches. I'd put him in the slot, have Jaylen on one side, Najee on the other, and have just a three running back. This is how we're going to do it, and just keep rotating, and guys are going to go do this, and Jaylen's going to motion out and be on the other linebacker. That's the only way I could see them doing something different.
Get funky.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. What you start talking about your best five
right
eligible
that's
guys.
That's how I'd look at it.
Yeah.
Who's our best?
Yes.
Who is going to put us in the best situation? Who's going to convert for us?
It ain't Van Jefferson.
No.
Who played 81% of the snaps against Philadelphia. God bless him, all due respect. That ain't the path. So put your best players on the field. And if that means Najee and Jalen on the field at the same time, you get funky. I'm down.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket, and if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.